Adam and his wife Eve lived happily together in the garden the Lord God had made for them. He called it the Garden of Eden. Everything was perfect. It had beautiful trees and flowers, lots of birds and animals. God said to Adam, "You can eat the fruit from any of the trees which are in the garden, but you must not eat the fruit from the big tree in the middle of the garden, because that tree tells you what is good and what is bad." Up to that time, Adam and Eve only knew how to be good. A gentle breeze blew softly between the leaves on the trees, making sweet, sweet music. Adam lay on the soft green grass, gently snoozing. Next to him sat Eve, slowly brushing her long brown hair. When, out of the corner of her eye, she spotted a slight movement. She sat very still and watched as slowly but surely a large serpent came into view. At first she felt frightened, but looking closer, she could see that he had a great big grin on his face. The serpent slithered over to where she was sitting. He looked her straight in the eye and nodded towards a large tree which stood in the middle of the garden. The tree was made up of many branches, and from these branches hung great clumps of the sweetest looking fruit that anybody had ever seen. It was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. "Surely," hissed the serpent, his tongue darting in and out like sharp arrows, "surely the Lord God did not say that you couldn't eat the fruit from this tree." "Surely he did," replied Eve. "Not only did he say that if we ate the fruit we would die, but he said that if we just as much as touched it, then we would die one day." "Nonsense," hissed the serpent. "He only said that because he knew that if you ate the fruit, you would become just like God himself. Follow me and let's take a closer look." Eve snuck a sideways glance at Adam. He was still asleep. Quietly, so as not to disturb him, Eve followed the serpent to where the tree grew in the middle of the garden. The very moment she stepped under its great branches, the sky above grew dim and the birds stopped singing. It became very quiet. Eve stretched out her arm, took a sideways glance around to make sure that no one was looking, reached up and picked one of the fruits from the tree. Before she could change her mind, she took a swift bite, turned around and ran back to where Adam, who was now awake, lay watching her silently. "Here, Adam," she said, "take a bite of this. It's absolutely delicious. Don't worry about the command God gave us. The serpent told me that it was quite safe to eat from this tree." Adam took the fruit from Eve and bit into it. at that very moment, the glory of the Lord God, which had been covering them, fell away. They looked at each other and saw for the first time that they had nothing on. The couple were completely naked. Deep down in their hearts, they knew that they had done a very bad thing, and all of a sudden they were afraid. They got up and went in search of fig leaves so that they could make themselves clothes to wear.